A husband is leaving his wife after she started an OnlyFans without his permission. He explained how things escalated to divorce. His wife was always active on social media, but when she started an OnlyFans, an adult online platform, he put his foot down. But that didn't stop his wife from making the account and embarrassing their 11-year-old daughter in the process. My wife is really into social media, has a couple thousand followers on Instagram. Her friend mentioned how much, you know, she was making on OnlyFans and how freeing it was. My wife has always been a free spirit, more open-minded. So she decided, well, I'm going to start an OnlyFans. He goes, now, I'm strictly against this for two reasons. For my own personal reasons, because we have kids, I told her I'm not comfortable dating a sex worker.
Yeah.
She got upset. The wife was determined to prove him wrong and put a poll on social media because he was like, hey, you know, nobody wants to see this.
Yep.
She's like, well, let me prove you wrong. My wife wanted to prove me wrong, started a poll on Insta Stories asking if people would be interested in signing up if she made an OnlyFans account.
I mean.
Most said yes. She blocked our daughter, but her friends saw it and are already teasing her about it. Our daughter screamed at her mother. Nasty words were exchanged. They are not talking. My wife went ahead, made the account, has already posted stuff. Yesterday, I told her I'm filing for divorce and asking for full custody. I can't stand the shame, and our daughter is heartbroken and being bullied at school. I'm beyond pissed. I never thought my life would lead me to here.
You don't think you're going to marry the girl that you have to divorce because she refuses to not put nude photos on the internet.
Yeah.
I mean, like, when you're up there, you know, however you get married, you're at the altar or whatever, and you see your bride walking down the aisle, you're like, man, this is going to end in divorce because she's going to want to post nudes and I don't want her to. That sucks, dude. But you're right to get divorced. That's for sure.
What's up, Jake? What do you think? Is this guy overreacting?
No, he's not overreacting the way that she's ruining her daughter's life. But, hey, guys, I got to make an announcement, okay? I'm on the way to the hospital right now, and my wife's going to give birth to our baby, and I'm going to name my baby after my favorite BBW, Derek.
Stop.
That's a big,
congratulations.
Beautiful woman.
Yeah. I don't want to say congratulations because you just insulted me.
Yes.
But it's still, I hope you have a very healthy, beautiful child.
Baby girl named Derek.
My favorite BB, you, man.
That means big, beautiful woman.
I know what it means.
Okay, I just checked.
I know what it means. I know it doesn't
mean basketball
big, beautiful,
winner.
I know it doesn't mean big, beautiful whitey.
Yeah.
I got it.
Or big, beautiful whale.
Okay, cool.
Big, beautiful whistle.
Yeah.
You have a big, beautiful whistle.
Yeah.
What else? What else could it stand for, John?
John's mom, big beautiful whore.
No,
that's actually that it does start with a W.
It does. Yeah.
Big beautiful wiener.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah, there you go. That's good. Yeah.
What's up, Ella? What do you think about this guy getting a divorce just because his wife decided? You know, she's like, I'm doing OnlyFans. I did a poll on Insta Stories, and now everybody says I should do it.
Hey, so first of all, good morning. Seriously, like, what his wife does is really not up to him. Like, if she has an OnlyFans, then that's her choice. But I don't feel like he has a right to be mad or upset. And, you know, seriously speaking, in 2021, if you're a good husband, you know, you'll be supportive. And, you know, men are just put that, like, straight up. Like, he just sounds like a weak guy.
Okay. I love the spin zone. I love how we're spinning it, that this guy is the one that has the problem. That's awesome.
Yeah, he does.
He does.
He does.
He has the problem.
Yeah. And like the only person who should feel shame, like, is him. Like, it's totally her body. Like, they were married, but that doesn't mean he gets to tell her, like, what to do. Like, this isn't, like, a Lifetime movie special. You just can't, like, smack your wife around and, you know, just control her life.
Right.
Like, it's super pathetic, you know?
So this guy, he's the weak, pathetic man for getting so upset because she is being a sex worker, and he should embrace that.
Yeah, because it's her body. Like, why wouldn't you embrace it? Like, enjoy it. Like, people want to see your wife. Your wife looks good. Like, he caused all this drama, got the dog charities, like, on the entire world.
Well, I think the daughter's being bullied at school, the dude is being bullied by friends because all these people have now seen it. Now he's got friends are signing up for the OnlyFans and he feels like a big idiot.
Oh, please. Like, it's just videos and pictures. Like, men are super pathetic, and I think that's the bottom line.
Is this guy being pathetic, Derek?
I think so.
Not. I think so. Not.
No, seriously. Like, why do women need permission or a blessing to, like, get on OnlyFans because they decided to marry some scumbag?
How is he a scumbag?
Not like he's cheating. Like, for real, it's seriously. Like, this guy is super dramatic, like, super Maury. Created a whole situation. Now he's messing up an entire family. Like, he can't take the fact that other men and potentially other women are, like, looking at his wife, you know, like a little bitch or something, you know? Like, this is 2021. Come on, we got Kim Kardashian out here doing her thing.
Yeah, she
does. Know?
Yeah, she's also getting a divorce. I just want to throw that
out.
Right,
I was going to say that, but the divorce isn't about her OnlyFans. Right. The one that she doesn't have. But you know what I mean?
Yeah, I know what you're saying. Like, she posts some photos, risque photos, not a big deal.
And she probably looks amazing. Like, you know.
So he should embrace, like, she's that hot that she can have an OnlyFans. And he should not be upset about it. He should be her cheerleader.
Yeah, why wouldn't he?
Well, he may have been like, hey, I just want to marry, like, a girl that, you know, is faithful. Loyal. I'm going to treat her like a queen. We're going to have a great family. We got a daughter. We're going to make good moral decisions.
But that's just it. Like, first of all, who decides what's a moral decision? But beyond that, like, if you decided that you're going to be, like, in a relationship with somebody, like, one-on-one, then, like, you guys are faithful and loyal to each other and down for each other, whatever those dreams look like. So, like, this is whack. Like, I think that my husband would never do this. You know what I mean?
Because
we
be
have an understanding.
Okay.
Yeah, he would be supportive, and this is garbage. Okay. Like, it kind of pissed me off, you know?
Let me go to Sarah real quick. Yes. Sarah, Ella says that the man's the problem.
Yeah, I kind of disagree with that. Because, for one, with the wife making a poll on Instagram, that already shows that other people's opinions matter over, like, her and her husband's, like, conversation.
That's a great point.
And it's just, like, so immature to do that rather than, like, talk to your spouse about it.
Sarah?
And,
can I ask you a question?
And then also, I'm not done. Because even with, like, your first priority after you have a child is to, like, protect them and make sure that they're okay. And the fact that she completely disregarded her child's, like, well-being over her, like, just wanting compliments from random people is kind of, like, it's just obscure and obtuse. It's kind of stupid.
Sarah, with all due respect, like, can I ask you a question? Like, how old are you? Like, have you ever been in a long-term relationship? Like, are you married? Do you have children?
I'm in one. I mean, it's only 3 years, but.
Okay. And how old are you?
19.
Exactly. So I think it's important that people with, like, life experience respond to questions like these. I think that it's really important for, like, women to see.
Yeah, but it's still, like a matter of, like, maturity in that. So
no, like, I think little girls need to see that, like, sex work is real work. You know what I mean? And they need to see that their mothers can be respected.
You're just assuming I said that.
No, but that's what you're alluding to. Like, this notion of, like, morality and being an example.
I'm not, though.
I'm a big fan of morals over here.
Love morals.
I mean, in her work,
but it's still throwback.
Like,
oh, well, thank you, Sarah. Appreciate
it. Yeah, thanks, Sarah.
Thank you. And let's go to Caitlin.
Oh,
yes.
Thank you so much, Sarah. I'll see you at recess. Thanks for nothing, Sarah.
Let's go to Caitlin. Yes, Caitlin.
Wow.
What do you got, Caitlin?
So I'm not against sex work at all, but if you're in a relationship, you should not be doing it.
Why is that?
Okay.
I'm 30 years old. I've been married for 10 years. If you're in a committed relationship, that your body is only for that person.
Yeah. What do you think of that?
Where did you learn that? The Mary Tyler Moore show?
like, where are people learning this? Why does marriage equate to possession? But why does marriage equate to possession? Like, I don't own you because I married you.
I mean, that is a good point. I mean, you don't. But then why can't this guy decide that's not the life for him and divorce her?
Yeah, I think that's a big fundamental change right there.
Right. That is a huge change in the dynamic of the relationship. Uh-huh. She is becoming a sex worker. He's not comfortable. He's not comfy with it.
Right.
And oh, my God. Okay. The truth of the matter is, I think that men are turning into bitches and women are leading the way. And that's just what it is.
Okay. Let's see. Well, let's welcome Jocelyn. Ooh, Jocelyn, what do you think?
I like girls.
What's up, girlfriend? What do you think?
Well, first of all, I got plenty of life experience. I'm 45 years old, been married 12 years. And before that, I was wild, drank, party, did my own sex thing. Everybody has their O years. But when you get married, it's not just about it's my body, it's his body, or because honestly, it sounds like this chick has said this 8 million times, so she's pushing an agenda. And honestly, maturity, moral compass, the sanctity of vows, and respect is what keeps you from flaunting your crap out there and being a grown-up and being in a grown-up relationship. If it's your body, that's fine. If I put some racy photos online, my husband ain't going to get mad. But if I was to go out and have a sexually related job, that's something I need to discuss with my husband. If it makes him uncomfortable, my grown-up self ain't going to do it because that's what you do as an adult. It has nothing to do with my body. What are you, 12?
No, but it does, though. You want to know a quick, you want to hear a quick narrative?
I'm lying is in a relationship.
I'd love to hear that.
The respect. And maybe a little for yourself.
But it is about respect. And I think that you want to know something that Prince said.
You're an ignorant person.
Yes, I
don't take opinions from ignorant people, and you're one of them.
Okay? Oh, my God, you're a bum.
Throw the hell up.
Get off the phone. You're a bum. Yeah. And potentially you were a whore. So we don't even want to have the conversation with you. Like, we don't even want to have the conversation with you because OnlyFans isn't the same as someone just being nude.
You don't know what the hell you're talking about. Grow the hell up.
Okay, all right.
Have any relationships?
Have a good day.
All right, well, thank you, Jocelyn. Let's go to Katie. Yes, Katie, what do you got, Katie?
Lord mercy, that was a mess. I don't really know. I don't agree with anything she says, her morals. I mean, she sounds like she's at least 34 years old, 30 or 40 years old, but you would think people in that age range would have a more understanding of what.
Katie, do you have an OnlyFans at all?
Them. No, hell no.
I just think you're stuck in the Confederate South, actually. That's what I think. I think
I'm
you're
glad
living
I
in 1865.
That's great.
No, but you're living in 1865.
I'm happy with that.
I can tell. At least you're probably turning butter.
Hey, what's up this week? We've had some wild-ass calls.
Oh, man.
Damn,
bet you're churning butter I've never heard as an insult.
Let's go to JD.
I bet you're churning butter. It's like, damn,
seriously,
she's insulting
it's
honest.
So old school. Like, you probably know how to sew your own garments. Like, get out of here.
What's up, JD? What do you think?
DJ or JD?
What? DJ.
What's going on, guys? I don't think there's anything possessive going on with this guy. I think it's all about consideration. You know, my parents, like, again, I'm not married, so go ahead and say I don't know what I'm talking about. But my parents have been married for, I don't know, something like 20 years or something now. They don't do anything without consulting the other person. Like, they don't spend a dime without, like, I mean, granted, like, somebody spends $100, no big deal. They don't spend any money without considering the other person. And they don't.
Real quick.
My mom wouldn't make an OnlyFans without asking my dad if he was okay with it.
Right. Does your mom have an OnlyFans at all, DJ?
What's that?
She doesn't have an OnlyFans, correct, your mother?
No, she doesn't. I mean, now my dad would probably be okay.
How do you know?
All of her kids are all grown up. But
how would you know if your mom has an OnlyFans?
She might not.
You ruined that guy's day.